When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Minute of the action on the diamond with ESPN Bet. The exclusive sports book of ESPN is the only place to find offers and promotions from your favorite ESPN shows and personalities, including daily odds boosts and home run specials all season long. New users can get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Must be 21 plus and present within the state of New Jersey to participate. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. All right, folks. This is the last hour before the game starts. How you feeling? Call me up. 877-337-6666. I did want to play a clip as I was talking about, you know, the national narrative, the country's perspective, New York versus everybody. And, you know, we had a caller a couple calls back talk about, like, these are the Knicks. Oh, they've disappointed me my whole life when they lost game five. Like, well, I think that era is done. I think that time is over. But I understand a lot of basketball fans did not watch the Knicks night in and night out and see how they became this team that's the number two seed. So they don't think they're valid, right? And there's still just a national conversation about these Knicks not being anything, not being good enough to get past the Sixers, not being good enough to get past the second round. Oh, if they do somehow make it, no way. Can they beat the Celtics? Let me know when you got that cut queued up. This is from the Dan Le Batard show. Let's play it and then we'll react to it. Go for it.
Rich people cannot buy sports fandom happiness. They can try by, if they're rich enough to own a team,
yeah,
and then put what they think will, you know, be the things you need to implement those wins. Still not guaranteed, but if you have nothing to do with the team and you just go to these games and you're used to buying literally any experience you want, you cannot buy wins. This is like, Knicks fandom is sort of like the Titanic, I mean, because you could be first class or you could be steerage. You could be courtside or in the nosebleeds. And either way, you are ending up in freezing cold water and you are all just looking for a lifeboat.
So that's Charlotte Wilder on the Dan Le Batard show. And I don't know where she's from. I don't know where she lives or what she necessarily does. But she's speaking about the Knicks fans as if all Knicks fans are rich. I understand there's the most billionaires in the world here in New York. But most of us are not rich. Most of us are just getting by check to check and trying to survive New York City on a day in and day out basis. And a team like the Knicks, they're your escape from the day to day. And a lot of fans are emptying their savings to go to Madison Square Gardens. A lot of these fans are, you know, spending money they don't have to buy tickets to these games. But there's this another national narrative, right? No matter where you buy your seat, no matter who, rich people, you can't buy a championship with the Knicks. You can't buy a winning experience. You can't buy a winning culture. I saw that earlier today. I was like, we got to clip that. I don't know where that came from. I wasn't even sure if she was hating or what. I just felt like it was off base. I felt like it did not makes sense. You would never hear someone on the Fan talk like that. You would never hear that coming from people who are actually in New York, watch the Knicks, and understand what the actual core of the Knicks fan base is. That it goes back to Kelly Oubre talking about, oh yeah, they got a lot of famous fans they give free tickets to. Like, is that what the national audience thinks of the Knicks? That it's all celebrity row? It's certainly not. Back to the phones we go. John is in Jersey. John, you're on the Fan.
What's up, Keith?
So
I just want to say, we need Dante DiVincenzo to come up clutch. And why is the game starting at 9 today? My son got to go to sleep early. He has school tomorrow.
Yeah, it is. The fix is in, right? 9 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time. It's a weeknight. What are they trying to do? They're trying to get their fans all lathered up, liquored up, ready to fight down there. They want the trains to stop running down there. They want less Knicks fans to make the trip down there because they're like, oh, I'm not going to get home till it's 2 a.m.
All right, thanks, Keith. Thanks for telling my call.
Yeah, John sounded young. He said, my son's got to go to sleep. You don't got no kid. Don't even joke like that. I got a whole kid now. I have a son now. My son's one now. And I understand what all the, like, you know, parents understood in their first year. I understand. I've cracked open the whole parenthood thing. I see the world differently now. My life is completely changed now. My son is sleeping right now. My son's not watching any of this game. My son doesn't care to watch any basketball, football, or baseball games. One day. I'm honestly dreaming of it because Sunday passed and we had Yankees, we had Knicks, we had Mets, I think we had Islanders. And I'm like, man, this would be a great sports day for me and my son to just watch the games. You know, I'm like, I'm dreaming for 5 years from now, my son to be like, hey, let's watch everything. Yup, sure. Have a nice backyard, have a TV set up back there. So we're not going anywhere, son. Let's just watch all the sports. But yeah, the kids got to go to bed tonight. You know, shout out to my mom. I always remember this. When I was a little boy, man, I was in the second grade, and Jordan and them were facing the Seattle Supersonics. And obviously, playing in the finals out west, the game is late. The game goes late, Pacific Standard Time. And I remember begging my mom to stay up as an 8-year-old and thinking that she was going to say no. But I guess she just saw it in my eyes. She saw the passion that I had. I'm like, please. And that was when, I don't know, I was a Bulls fan. Everybody was. Like Mike. I like to be like Mike. And, you know, my mom, she took a big jump in my eyes by letting me stay up to watch that back then. Shout out to my mom, Crystal, wherever she is listening. 877-337-6666. Yeah, Dante DiVincenzo does have to have a big night. I actually might put some bets on him to have a big night. He's got to go down there and shoot. Come on, Delaware, Jordan. That's where you're from, bro. Like, you have to be a factor. You have to hit shots. I mean, in the games that the Knicks lose, you don't hit multiple threes. In the games that the Knicks have lost, you have single-digit points. Dante DiVincenzo, you're not a bench player anymore. I talked this whole week about how we need a Robin to Jalen Brunson's Batman, and it really can't be Josh Hart. You know what I'm saying? Josh Hart can be like Martian Manhunter or somebody. It's not Batman and Robin. His offensive bag is not there. He doesn't have the game like that. Dante DiVincenzo, right? That game two that y'all stole, you were the man. You were Mr. Big Shot. You hit that shot to win it. Where you been since? Greg is in Brooklyn. Greg, you're on the Fan.
How you doing, Keith? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm good, man. Thanks for making it.
I completely agree. I think Devo needs to step up. I think he's averaging like 10 this series. You're right. Game two, he was the big guy. Then game four, I think he hit a couple threes. But he needs to step up. And I just wanted to say something. I don't want to hear anybody else talking negatively about Julius Randle, because I have in the past, I'll admit. But we're missing this big hole because of him.
Yep.
And it's sad to see that we're not going to see this full Knicks team in the playoffs. But I still have a good feeling about tonight. You know, we play good on the road, so that helps. And we just got to contain Maxey. I think Embiid can't even jump anymore. So I think we'll be good.
Yeah, don't know what you got until it's gone. I'm kind of glad to see people putting respect on Julius Randle's name and not anyone saying, we don't need him. Thanks for the call, no. Greg. 877-337-6666. So, yeah, last game, Dante DiVincenzo. And obviously they have to take him out of the game, too, as a defensive liability. He can't check Maxey. But last game, he had 9 points. He took 7 shots from behind the arc, and he only hit one. Got to be better. Tonight's the night. Bring your A game, everybody. It's turned up. Julian, out on Long Island. You're on the Fan.
How you doing? Thanks for my call. Mm-hmm. Long-time Knicks fan. I got the same birthday as Patrick Ewing.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Used to watch the games on Channel 4.
OG.
So, you know, anywhere from LJ Starks, Jamal Crawford, David Lee, you know, the Houston days, we got something going on.
Yep.
Thibodeau is great. He's got the plays. Knicks just got to come through. Villanova guys, they got to connect. And stay calm. Stay calm. Do we play a game? And if those big threes don't show up, we go in the paint. We go in the paint. I mean, the flow. And now we got Robinson back. We got Mitchell Robinson back.
Yeah.
So I think if we pull it off, don't matter. We could be in the lead, but that fourth quarter has to be ours.
That's winning time. Thanks for the call, Julian. Yeah, obviously Mitchell Robinson isn't 100%. He's questionable for the game. You know he's going to play. But we all saw Embiid yank him down and play dirty. And, man, somebody's got to rise. You are missing Bojan Bogdanović. Someone's got to rise. It's got to be a DiVincenzo night. I think I was looking at FanDuel earlier, and, like, there's good money on him to score 15 because he scored 9 in the last game, 8 in the game before. There's good odds. Like, if he scores 15 tonight, you can make some cash. I'm about to look that up right now, try and place your bets. Ladies and gentlemen, Game 6, live from the Wells Fargo Center. Down there in Philly, Foo Philly. You can't spell Philly without two L's. I think they got one coming tonight. Peter's in Manhattan on the Fan. Go for it, Peter.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey. Yeah, I just want to talk about, give you a little history about the Philadelphia. You know, the DNA is such that, you know, they're a bunch of losers. So go back in the 60s, arguably the best team of the decade. They went one championship with Will Chamberlain. So they ended up losing the rest of the decade to Bill Russell of the Celtics, even though arguably they were the better team. Fast forward to the late 70s, 1977, best record. They end up winning the first two games against Portland, end up losing the next four. The following year, they're up 3-1 against Washington and end up losing the series. 1980, Game 6, Magic Johnson is playing center because Kareem Jabbar is injured. They lose that game. They ended up winning one championship in the 80s because they were able to get Moses Malone. The following year, they lost the New Jersey Nets. The 80s, they ended up losing the rest of the series to Boston and Philly. Fast forward the last few years, they lose to Atlanta, Toronto, Boston. Three series they should have won. They lost. So if you look at the history, they're probably better than the teams they lose to. So, you know, my argument here is, they may be better than the Knicks, but I see them losing. I mean, that's part of the DNA, Keith. So that's a comment I want to make, and I wanted to ask how Jackson is doing. I'll hang up, and thanks for taking my call.
I gotcha. Yeah, Jackson's doing great. I'm at the point with my son now where, like, we're baby-proofing the whole apartment, and there's just different things every day. Like, today I have this, like, recycling bin next to the garbage, and it's exposed. Just like if you drink a water bottle, you could chuck the water bottle in there. You know, a lot of people have it like underneath the sink. Well, now I have to have it underneath the sink because this guy can crawl and now he can stand up. So what he likes to do is crawl over to it, use it to stand up, pull it down, pull the bottles out of it. I'm like, Jackaman, you gotta chill, bro. You're making a mess and it's dirty. Like, I have beers in there. I'll have water drinks in there. My wife will have like seltzer water drinks in there. You'll have, I don't know, jars of sauce. It's like, it's like this big container for recyclables. My son gets into that. We have to put the plastic things on the knobs of the stove, tie the stove up. I have this keychain thing that, like, a key where you latch your keys because I always lose my keys. Can't have that anymore because he gets into it. So, man, it is crazy to watch a human being go from kicking and screaming, needing just round-the-clock care and not being able to do much on their backs, to a year later, this kid is about to walk. He's talking. He can't really put together sentences, but he can imitate people, and he's got a couple words. It's a crazy experience. Now, back to the losers from Philly. It's in their DNA. You know, growing up, I used to always rag on Philadelphia Philly fans. I grew up in Monmouth County down the shore where that's right in the middle. If you go any further south of where I grew up, it starts to turn into Eagles, Phillies, Flyers, Sixers land. And I think that's why I have such a disdain for them, because they have a lot of confused people in South Jersey. I'm in Central Jersey. It does exist. Really, I'm from the shore. I don't even claim Central Jersey, but it does exist. But as soon as you get down to, like, Tom's River, these people start repping the Philly teams. You're not in PA. Like, and I know Jersey's in between. We only have the Devils. I'm a Nets fan because we did have the New Jersey Nets, and they moved to Brooklyn. But I used to rag on all my friends that were Eagles fans because they didn't have a Super Bowl ring. You guys think you're so good with Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb and Dawkins and whoever else, Deuce Staley. They even had T.O. for a little, Freddie Mitchell. Else, go to the NFC Championship and lose. I was an AI fan just for the culture. How could you not be an AI fan? What AI represented, what he was. But, you know, I remember going down with my Uncle Cyrus. Shout out to Uncle Cyrus. Brought all the kids out to the first Union Center before it was the Wachovia Center, before it was Wells Fargo Center, to go see AI. And they lost to the Pistons. Just last year. Here we go. Red October. I remember being on the fan talking about Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Nick Castellanos. How good the Phillies were and how they were going back to the World Series. You can't spell Philly without two L's. They lose back-to-back games to the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Diamondbacks go on to represent the National League. These clowns had their city ready for pandemonium. They lubed up the polls. They barricaded streets thinking they were going to win the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts. And then he coughs the ball up, fumbles it, and Patrick Mahomes is inevitable. It's not a question. He's not shook. It was referenced in the broadcast. He's Michael Jordan out there. Maybe he will or maybe he won't get it done. You guys know what I'm referencing if you listen to the Odyssey ads.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah. Can you feel that? Energy. Playoff energy. We've got a special call coming in right now, live from Wells Fargo Center. He can tell us about the energy down there in Philadelphia. Mr. Dudes, Dogs, Damage himself, Tommy Lugauer, back on The Fan. What's up, Tommy?
Yo, Keith, what's up, bro? Yup, I am inside Wells Fargo. We have taken over the building. We're ready to go tonight. Knicks get it done in Game 6 here to set the scene from Philadelphia.
Man, tell me how it's looking as far as the ratio, Knicks fans to Sixers fans. How's the building?
I would say it's probably 60-40. Sixer fans right now. Knicks fans are loud. As you know, New Yorkers were loud, so they're doing it. And the Sixer fans are low class. They were shouting, you know, F New York City, which even got Evan pissed off, so we had to shout that down. They're trying to boo us. They're trying to keep us out of here. They're trying to do all the stunts.
They're drunk? They're drunk at 8:30? We got some drunks in there?
Yeah.
Listen, so I don't know.
They're trying to shout us down, but it's not going to happen.
I don't know if you guys are drinking, but stay safe. You know how crazy some people can get after a couple cocktails, couple beers.
No, absolutely. And I'm actually staying over in Philly with Sean, and we all know how he could get. So it's going to be wild. It's going to be lit. It's going to be crazy after the game. Absolutely. We're going to hit up the bar, no doubt. Win, lose, or draw, because we're winning anyway. But even in a loss, we show our face. We rap either way.
Win. Positive energy. No time to think about losing. I don't know if you remember me saying this to you after one of your shows. Obviously, with the Yankees taking the whole dog thing and you being the dog, dude, damaged guy, I'm like, listen, if the Knicks keep going and winning and the Yankees cool off, it comes back to you as the Knicks are the real dudes and dogs that are going to do damage. They got to handle business tonight.
No, absolutely. And that's why I was totally confident. I gave five, obviously, a rough loss, but I know this team's mentally tough because they got dudes, they got dogs, and they're going to do damage tonight. And New York City, look, the Knicks want it more. We as a city want it more. The fans want it more. and we're going to show it tonight, because the Sixer fans are a little gassed up right now, but about 3 or 4 hours, they're going to be crying in their cheesesteaks and crying in their beer as the Knicks move on and they go home.
Sticking with the alliteration, Dante DiVincenzo needs to be a dude and a dog and do damage, man. I just put $20 on him to have 20 points and 4 made threes. That's almost plus 1,000. He has to step up tonight. Are you confident that he can be the Robin to Jalen Brunson's Batman?
Yeah, absolutely. And Dante, look, he's had a couple of moments in the series. Obviously, game two, the big three-pointer, had a couple of big threes in game four, but he hasn't been great in this series. But all year long, he's been a dude, he's been a dog, he's been awesome. So I fully expect him to bounce back tonight. And look, they've missed Julius. They've missed having that second scorer. Brunson's been great. He's been carrying him. But they need that second guy, whether it be Josh Hart. Deuce has been great. But Dante has the big Ragu, has to step up and be that guy tonight. So I expect him to drop a few threes and be that second scorer for Jalen tonight, for sure, for the Knicks.
So you guys are in the what's the name of the room that you guys are in?
So, yeah, you got to use Keith. You have to see this setup. We'll put out stuff on our social media, videos, pictures. So it's called Revolutionary Row. So it's kind of similar to the Garden where the Bridge, where Evan has his seats, even though he's a Nets fan, he's a Knicks, he's a ticket holder, as you guys all know out there. So it's kind of like that, but except there's, like, couches, there's, like, a fireplace. I feel like it's, like, Clue, like I'm Professor Plum here. Like, I should have, a cigar and a cup of brandy. But there are seats. We'll be in there. We'll feel like we're at a game. But right now it feels like, very high society right now. Like, there's, like a globe sitting here. So it's called Revolutionary Row. There's a lot of Knicks fans up here because we promoted on the air. But right now it's like we don't feel like we're at a basketball game, but in about a half hour we get to our seats. It's gonna feel like the real deal.
Interesting. What's Evan up to right now?
So Evan is, being Evan, kind of miserable, a little bit of a wet blanket. He actually wore a Knicks wool hat into the arena, and no joke, people were looking at him like he was from outer space. Like, I saw, somebody in a Magic jersey. There's, like, all kinds of weird stuff, but the Nets wool hat made this one guy look at him like, what the hell is this dude wearing?
Yeah, just leave the Nets completely out of this, Evan. It's got no place. All right, man, I'll let you get back to it. Obviously, we're rooting for you up here, and hope you get the win. And, hey, call me later tonight coming out of there. I'll be on till 12, so probably ends around 11:30, 12. If there's a celebration going on, tap back in with us.
All right, Keith. Well, good luck, man. We'll talk to you soon. Let's go, Knicks.
Tommy Lugauer. Lugie on the Fan. I mean, we're 30 minutes away from tip-off. 877-337-6666. I can't wait to watch this game. And I'm such a sucker. I'm like I just told you, I had to throw a couple dollars on it. Why not? You know, the odds, it's plus 995 for Dante DiVincenzo to have the best game he's had this series. But it's not foreign for him to have a game like this. 20 points parlayed with 4 made threes on FanDuel gets you a $20 bet, wins you $219. So you win $200 wagering $20 for Dante DiVincenzo to just show up tonight and be what we've seen him be in plenty of games. Obviously, they've neutralized him, but man, if there ever was a time for the big ragu to come through. All right, let's get back to the phones. I feel like we're running out of time. I want to talk to you guys. Val is up in the Bronx. Val, you're back on the Fan.
Yes, what's up, King? What's going on, my man?
Man, ready, man. This game is looking like the Pacers are going to wrap it up. They're up by almost 20, and it's in the fourth quarter. So the Knicks win tonight. They will meet the Pacers, but the Knicks got to win tonight.
Let's get down to the real business of the talk, man. Let's talk about that. You know, the last couple of days, and I thank you for it, I listen to you, but I usually end up on my way home calling on the overnight and talking to my man, Brother Mac. And the last couple of nights, I've been absent. And part of it is because, and I feel like I want to say thank you to you because I know you've been fighting that negativity. But I keep, from the minute, we lost game five, all of a sudden, you started to hear all of those that was like the ones that just jumped off for a minute. And everybody's like, this can't happen, that can't happen, whoa, whoa, whoa. And, the negativity got to be too much to the point where I just said, I need to not, even call in or say anything for a minute or two. To quote a line, there is no try. You either do or you do not. And in the post game that I got from Tibbs and I got from Brunson, and those are the guys that lead the show and carry the tone for my team. What you heard from them is we will be better. You didn't hear no, crying or nothing like that. Anybody tried to put something in front of them as far as a mistake that happened towards the end of the game and things got crazy. All you heard them say was, you know, they acknowledge it and they said, we will be better. I got two things for you that I'm telling you right now that are going to be the adjustments in this game, because we are winning tonight and this will be over. DeVincenzo and Deuce McBride, you know, I don't need a lot of points from them. I just need them to make the buckets that are in front of them and to be efficient. Because what happens with Josh Hart, you know, it can't fall to where he's trying to create offense or trying to be the one to be the starter or the plug when things are stagnant and we need something from him. He's somebody that gets his points in the flow of the game or in the flow of, like, you know, he grabs a rebound and he goes coast to coast. Plays break down and things shuffle around. The ball moves, and he's called upon to do something. And in the heat of the moment, he drops a bucket. But to give him the ball and say, yo, take the offense and go with it, be number two at the starter, he's not that guy.
Right.
DeVincenzo and my man Deuce, like I said, they don't need to score a bunch of points, but they just need to be efficient and hit the ones that come in front of them, because that will open up things for Josh Hart, and he will have a productive offensive night. Defensively, we got to figure out a way to put, like, because what's happening is, and I hate to keep referencing it, but I'm going to reference it in a different way, because I keep talking about how the way that Embiid is playing on the perimeter is causing us problems. Well, indirectly, it's also opening up things for Maxey, because what happens is when Embiid comes out like that, whether it's Hawk or it's Mitchell, they got to come out to cover him. And you see it, there's a bunch of times when Maxey keeps Euro stepping into the paint because it's wide open. The rope that Tibbs talks about defensively has got to be tightened up, especially the section that has Maxey's number. It's got to be tightened up. And additionally, if that can't work, we need some kind of like somebody on the weak side to be a spy. As soon as you see where Embiid pulls out in the perimeter and Maxey tries to Euro step and dart through, somebody has to cut that off real quick and be dedicated to that.
I'm sorry, Val. I try to give everybody their time, but I don't think we have enough time for the full breakdown. I'm sorry, brother. He called from Sesame Street. Is it still light outside? Kids were playing. Sunny days. Them kids were out there playing. They're at the playground, bro. I hear you. I'm right there with you, Val. And I don't sleep at night driving out of here. I hear you call C-Mac on the overnight. Let's go, Knicks. Let's go, Knicks. You just heard it from Val. He gave you the full breakdown, offense and defense. I don't know if that's exactly how this game is going to play out, because every game has been different. But I think the key things that he said, and I actually put some money on both of them, Miles McBride, 4 made threes, him to score 15 points, parlayed with $20 on it, wins you 120. These guys got to shoot the ball. At least shoot the ball. It's a make or miss league. You may miss. But Dante DiVincenzo and Miles McBride, when they get open looks, even if they don't get open looks, shoot the ball. Because then that'll create easier opportunities off the rebound, off the bounce or whatever, for Josh Hart. And it can't be a game where Josh Hart is trying to come down the lane and create offense. He's not like that. It can't be a game where Josh Hart is shooting 7-8 threes. A couple corner threes, yeah, but it can't be reliant on that. 877-337-6666. The time is smoking by. 98-84 is the score in Indiana. 9 minutes and 30 seconds left. Man, the Knicks got to win tonight, because I think most Knicks fans feel confident facing the Pacers in the next round. Here we go. Big game tonight. Tim is in Norwalk, Connecticut. Go for it, Tim.
Hey, how we doing, Keith? I was listening to some Freeway to get me pumped up for this game tonight, if you remember me. Buddy of mine from Malvern, Long Island, Dino. I know you can't recall that name.
Yeah, but he said you're not from where you're from.
But I'm originally from Queens and then Long Island.
You're whoever you want from wherever you want. I have met people in real life that have told me they call in as this person from that place. Whatever.
Trust me, if you wanted me to call, my cousins call me Broadway Tim because I'm a big Jets fan. But anyway, long story short, the two L's, I love that, because not Liberty, because we have the Statue of Liberty, there's only one bell, but the Liberty Bell down in Philly has two L's.
And they literally ring that bell before every game. I made the joke the other day, yeah, have Spike Eskin ring the bell again with two L's. Can't spell Philly without two L's, can't spell Liberty Bell without two L's. Here it comes.
So anyway, long story short, he called me and I was like, man, you sold me out. He's like, I just made fun. I was like, what? I was like, really? And I'm going to say, like, listen, he's from Malvern. There are a couple. Everyone that's in Malvern is a jinx to New York sports. Anyway,
yeah, he didn't come through with the right energy anyway, so he's not valid.
So, but now you made him probably bet on DiVincenzo.
I mean, I probably made a bunch of people do that. Sorry.
Oh, you clearly did. But I'll let you go to get to these other callers. But, yeah, I just wanted to mention I switched from Empire State of Mind and Cameron. Welcome to New York City, the freeway today. And just originally, I'm just letting you know, I hope Jackson's doing well. And I'm originally from Long Island, Queens and Long Island. And go New York, go New York, go. Can't wait. Poetic Justice is coming tonight. Let's go next.
You got it, Tim. 877-337-6666. So a couple nights ago, that's about to be game. They're up 20 points with 8 minutes left. A couple of nights ago, I think Paulie was producing my show and Tim called and he's like, what song do you listen to get pumped up for Knicks games? And I'm like, I'm not a Knicks fan. And even like Nets games, I don't listen to pump up music. I'm not playing. I just go to the game. But I guess, you know, if you're going to a Brooklyn Nets game, you want to listen to some Biggie. You want to listen to some Fab. You want to listen to some Brooklyn artists, Pop Smoke, New York. There's so many rappers that you could choose from. Some Nas, Jay-Z, Cam'ron, Fat Joe. You know, Fat Joe be at all the games. But then we came back from a break, and I was like, man, if I would play some, I'd play a song that has a Philly artist and a New York artist going against each other. And we played Philadelphia Freeway and Jay-Z, even though what we do is wrong. And that was a little bit of a moment. I don't know. Maybe you missed it on the Fan. Go back in the Free Odyssey app like 3 days ago, 2 days ago, whenever it was. Sean is in Manhattan. He's going to the game tonight, so he can't be in Manhattan right now.
Yep.
From Manhattan, down in Philly. What's up, Sean?
Yeah, it's Sean and Evan. I got you?
Sean and Evan?
Sean and Evan, the two buddies, were driving.
Oh, Evan who called in, and I was like, yeah, it's not Evan Roberts. It's a different Evan. You're with that guy. Okay,
I put two and two together. Buddy. He was at the Mets game live, took a bet live, won 2K, Mets
today?
Money line. Yeah, today.
On the Mets to come back.
On the Mets to come back. My last.
Around, you never know. There might be some 13-year-olds.
We're just riding down 95 as we speak.
Good, man. Good luck. If you're on 95 right now, you're probably gonna miss the first quarter.
It was tough getting through that traffic.
Yeah, but I bet there's a ton of commuter traffic and people going to the game. But you made the move to go, and hopefully it's a night to be remembered.
I'm telling you. We got to close it out here. I mean, look, I love what you're saying about Dante, but I think we can't forget about Brunson here.
You need 40 from Brunson. You still need, and he's been doing that since game five. He's been dropping 40 or more. He had 39 in the game before. He's found it. Brunson, I think Brunson is going to be there. I just saw a picture of Brunson walking in. He's dressed in all black in a kid's shirt, black shades, basically saying, it's a funeral tonight for Philadelphia. I went to school down here. I'm about to end your season tonight.
Yeah, man. And early, I got to ask you, what do you think Tibbs is doing with the rotation? Is he going to bring Precious back this time around? Look, OG and Precious, I mean, when they had to play against Embiid, we had to go small. It's not bad.
You empty the tonight, man. In my opinion, if it's a game that you are trying to win and not go to a game 7 in New York, you throw bodies at them, fresh legs at them. You empty the clip tonight. Anything goes.
Saying.
Win the game.
Well, I think Dante. I mean, you know, Dante. Well, everyone's talking about it. Maxie, this guy's insane. But Embiid's got no legs. And I mean, the cheap shots. All this, the karma's going to come around. We got to do. That's why we. My buddy, he hits this bet. He goes, I'm buying tickets to this game. Are you in? I got off work. Here I am. Here we are. I mean, we're like 10 minutes out. We're making. We're hauling something.
Godspeed, Sean. May the odds be in your favor. 877-337-6666. We're getting close. Let's get to some other calls. I'm trying to get as many people on before this game tips off, and then I know baseball fans. We'll talk about the Mets and the Yankees, and we'll watch the game together. Pat is out on Long Island. Pat, what you got?
What's up, Keith?
You know.
I want to say what Brunson giveth, he will take it away. He gave them in Villanova. He's going to take away their 2024 chances at the playoffs. Going any further tonight? That I love what you just said about what he's learned. But going back to the next point, you definitely had an impact on the DiVincenzo line. I already had it beforehand, but I will also say, parlay with the under, it puts your odds up. But
the over under was 202. Now that's going up to 205 or 202.5. I don't know.
Yeah, but they cancel each other out. When you have someone scoring points and then add an under, it's like conflict of interest. So it's
right. I don't know if the under is hitting tonight. They're going to be letting it go tonight. I don't know. It's going to be tense in there. I can't wait to watch this game. I've been waiting to watch this game all day. The Yankees. That game wasn't that much fun. Yeah, this is going to be fun.
I saw, but then I need a neutral. I know you're a Nets fan. I'll go ahead and say it. My name is Pat Riley. Am I obligated to go to one of these Nick Ranger games? My friends say I am because of the name to repeat the 94 trend in copies. Am I obligated to go?
No, we got to keep Pat Riley far away. Pat Riley's with the Heat
Thank
now.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're not
All
obligated.
All right, I saved some money. I'm recording that for Sherry.
Thanks for the call, Pat. No, the Pat Riley days are long gone. Enough of the nostalgia. Enough of trying to go backwards and no. This team, this game, tonight, this time, game six, coming up. Let's see. John is in Monticello on the Fan. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, how are you? I have a question. I know you just mentioned it, but do you think the Knicks lock down the defense tonight and the under hits?
No, I don't think the under hits. I just think that like at this point in the series, they've played each other so many times. I think there's going to be points tonight. I did not play the over or under. And I also want to put a disclaimer out there. Do not bet what I bet. I am forever down. I've been betting since I was underage. I'll never get back up. But no, I don't think the under hits tonight. All of these games have been very close to where that over under is. But I think the over hits tonight.
Okay. So that's what I'm going to look to do tonight. I'm going to look to put on my whole entire paycheck.
Oh, here we go. I got to let you go, John. Yeah, once you start, you, like, never stop. And, you know, with legal gambling in New York now for the last couple years, there's definitely going to be some type of reports and some of the amount of money that we as New Yorkers have put in. And I'm from Jersey, bro. We've been betting on our phones legally for, like, 6-7 years now. And, I mean, if you've heard me tell stories on the Fan, I was betting in college with bookies. I wouldn't advise. Bovada, illegal side, it's just not good. It's not good. I had to rob Peter to pay Paul. Then you start playing blackjack, start playing casino games, poker, roulette. Nah, it's just not, just don't even bother. Don't even go down the road. Just enjoy the game. Just watch the game. And don't take my advice. Like I said, I'm not a good better gambler. I hit some bets. If you follow me on Twitter and Instagram, you'll see me, put out some winning bets. But you don't see all the losses. Nobody posts their losses. Like, even the people, like, there's so many people in this industry now, especially girls, right? There's so many girls that every day are giving you props and bets. And I'm like, nah. It's just, and then their comments and their replies are all just, you told me to bet this, you were wrong, and like people keep score on them. I would never want to be in the sports media world right now as a like betting gambling analyst. That's too much stress. That's too much pressure. You're basically telling people where to put their money every night, and it's a completely inexact science. And like, I don't know. There's a lot of girls that I feel like have gotten in the game doing that. Maybe they don't know enough about the actual sports to talk about them, so they've gotten the game using math and the numbers. It's easy to calculate some numbers and give you overs and unders and bets and stuff like that. But then I watch these girls get absolutely dragged online when their bets don't hit. But at least some of them are really good looking. 877-337-6666. Speaking of gambling, Joe is in Atlantic City. Spent a lot of time wasting money down there.
Well, actually, how you doing, buddy? I love listening to you.
Thanks.
I'm actually from Brooklyn, so I like all the New York teams.
Mm-hmm.
But since the casinos opened up, I came down here. And I've been in the casino area for a long, long time. But I'm very bad at gambling. Maybe I'm getting
nobody's good. I don't know anybody that's actually good.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I took a lot of money as a dealer in the casino. So I try to gamble now a little bit, and I stink. So
it's hard to do. You can't call this stuff.
I know. I mean, I took my friends to a roulette game one night. I won about $500. I said, okay, well, I'm on a good roll here.
I've done that.
Yeah.
And that's what I said. You'll never get back up. I'm down 50 grand.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my wife would kill me. Where was that bet? I looked it up on FanDuel. Unfortunately, I'm driving home. But could I find that bet again?
The bet I was talking about with DiVincenzo, for him to have a 20-point game was plus 700. And I'm like, I've seen this guy do it so many times.
Yeah.
Why can't tonight be the night? Obviously, because he's had single-digit performances. But when you go into FanDuel and you go to player points, where it's the over-under, but if you go down, it has to score 20. And if you got to click show all, he's hitting. He's the option when you click show all. And it's Dante DiVincenzo plus 700. To score 20 points. It was just it was too appetizing. It's too appetizing. I had to throw $20 on it. That $20, I'd rather it there than in my gas tank.
That's all I'm doing, my friend. That's all I'm doing. Can I ask you one question? You're a big Yankees fan, right?
I'm like 205. You know, not that big.
No, Yankees. You're a big Yankees fan?
Yeah, that was a joke. I am a big Yankees fan. Probably too much. I think about them way too often.
All right, I'm a Mets fan. My only Yankee game that I ever went to, Dave Rigetti pitched a no-hitter. Do you know when that was?
Shout out to Dr. Bill, my chiropractor, because that was his, I think he said that was his first Yankee game. I don't know what year it was. I just was talking about it. I'm not going to Google it.
No, I'll tell you. It's 4th of July, 1983.
There you go. Well before my parents were thinking about having me.
The only reason I remember, because me and my girl from Brooklyn broke up, my brother dragged me out of the house. Because he's a Yankee fan. And I didn't want to go, and he dragged me out, and I saw a no-hitter.
Sometimes it'd be like that. It was worth it to go see history. You'll never forget it.
Here's the big thing, though. I didn't know it was a no-hitter to the bottom of the ninth.
Oh, my God. You were sitting there the whole time, oblivious. Nobody. That's good. That means the Yankee fans around you did not want to jinx it. Nobody said anything.
Yep. All righty, my friend. So it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Yeah, I was Dr. Bill, if you're listening, we just had that conversation about, I didn't go to that many games, but I was at Rigetti's no-hitter, my first game going. I blanked on 1983. I don't know. My recollection of games and sports that happened before I was alive is I can't recall. Kevin is in Connecticut. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
Yo, Keith, how's it going, my man? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about some of the bets you're giving out tonight because I'm not sure I agree with the Dante DiVincenzo advice. I think anything about Thibodeau,
it's a gamble. I don't think he's going to score 20 points. He hasn't. He's barely scored 10, 15 points in any game this series.
I don't think he'll get 20 minutes.
You don't think he'll get 20 minutes? You think they're going to let Deuce roll?
I think McBride is going to be on the floor.
Well,
we're
going to
get
hot,
Deuce on the floor. He's got to be out there because Dante can't guard Maxi straight up.
Yeah, that's what I said, too. He's a liability. You got to take him off the floor because he can't check Maxi, so he might not get the opportunity. But if he's shooting and he's got the hot hand, whatever, it's $20, man.
Hey, I'd love nothing more.
I've dropped $20 coming out of the ATM multiple times.
I'd love nothing more than to have him make 8 threes tonight and pull a Clay game 6. He's our Clay. This is game 6.
Why not?
Put up 30 points in a quarter. But I don't think Tibbs is going to give him the time of day because first shot he misses, then Maxi comes down and gets a free layup.
There's good money on McBride. There are good odds on McBride, too. You can't even bet McBride to score 20. But if you go into FanDuel and you bet McBride to score 15, he's plus 400 to score 15. So if you think he's going to get this many minutes or more minutes than DiVincenzo, I mean, parlay him with made threes. That's what I did. I put him 15 points and 4 made threes.
But no, they won't share the floor. It's only one or the other.
Right.
Can't take them both.
You can take them both. Let's say they go off.
No, because
that'd be
one
a hot hand.
Floor.
What if it's a blowout? Brunson.
I think it'll be Brunson and McBride. I think here's the bet. Brunson over 29.5, Josh Hart over 10 rebounds, and Knicks money line. They're alternate lines on the points and rebounds, but they're guaranteed. And if the Knicks win, that's a plus money bet. That'll save your bettors for who are betting on the DiVincenzo $20.
I told them, don't follow me, man. I sprinkle money on a bunch of stuff.
Listen, I'm playing with house money because I had the Mets today on plus money after they gave up that home run to Morel.
I wanted to live bet them too, but I was so wrapped in the Yankee nonsense. And I saw them coming back. They put Lindor in the game.
Bottom 10. Let me say one thing before I hop off. Pete Alonso, I made a bet on his life. This is my fanhood on it. It was -410 going into the bottom of the 10th with Alonso on deck. I figured this was his chance to redeem himself from the night before. I put a 2K nuclear missile on it that went 500, and he freaking blew it. I give up on him. Thank God for Lindor. Won me my money back, but Pete, what are you doing, man? When can we count on you? May.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. You put two racks on Pete Alonso. He went 0-for with 3Ks. I'm talking about blowing money. I'm talking about my bets don't hit. I would never make a $2,000 wager in the app. I'm not uploading that much money. Now I got people on Twitter like, yo, Keith made me do it. Yo, I'm tailing your bets. Nah, don't do that. And don't be mad at me. I'm giving you the disclaimer. Shout out to my boy Dre. Dre's always hit me on Twitter. He sprinkled $5. Like, never gamble more money than you're going to be okay with losing. That's got to be the number one thing. Football, honestly, football is when it gets away with me because it's all day. And you know how, like, they say never chase your losses? It is damn hard to not do that when the games kick off at 1, the games kick off at 4:25, then there's a Sunday night game and a Monday night game. You're chasing through the whole week slate. But, like, tonight I just put maybe 100 total on different outcomes to happen with the Knicks. Maybe McBride goes off. I'll cash there. Maybe DiVincenzo goes off. I'll cash there. And what I also do is if I upload $100, man, I make sure all the bets that I make, I win back at least $100. I don't think there's any sense in like uploading 100 and then you make bets where you can't win your money back. It's like you upload $100 and one bet hits for you to win $45. Well, you're still down 65. 55. My math was off.
Have you heard of, I know it's kind of like back to the Knicks, but have you heard of a couple nights ago I was with C-Mac and there was a caller that gave Precious Achiuwa one of the greatest nicknames I've ever heard.
I think I was fading when that happened, and then I came back to it, so I missed it, but I heard you guys talk. Go ahead and rehash that.
So he called him the Big Sneeze.
I think.
I feel like that's just
that's
sick.
Something Ian Eagle would say.
Yeah, he would say that, yeah.
Precious Achiuwa, the Big Sneeze. We need to see the Big Sneeze tonight, man. Precious Achiuwa's got to get in there.